There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Join their team today. Sean Syed from Sumer Sports, NFL analyst for them, he will join us at 8:20. And B-Rob, Brian Robinson Jr. from your Washington Commanders, he'll be on the show at 9 a.m. So the Commanders are hosting the 6-2 Pittsburgh Steelers coming out of a bye week. Mm-hmm. And they're 2.5-point favorites at Northwest Stadium. Should they be? Should they be favorites over a perennial AFC power in the Pittsburgh Steelers? The Commanders are 7-2. I mean, sitting at home,
you're
home
7-2. Look, the sports books set the number. They just mm-hmm. want to get some action on both right. sides. But that's what you get when you are 7-2.
That's right.
And you've been hot.
You get respect.
And you played the Ravens tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the tough teams on your schedule, you've either beaten them or you've played them tough. And, you know, that's what happens when you're averaging 30 points a game. Mike Tomlin probably loves the fact that he's an underdog.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming off a bye.
So the Steelers' road wins this year thus far, they won at Atlanta in the opener 18-10. The mm-hmm. next week they won at Denver in a squeaker 13-6. And their other road win is against the Raiders. They pounded them real good, 32-13. That was 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. I would give the Steelers a very slight edge. I think it's fine to have the Commanders as favorites. Now, it's a home game, right? So if it was mm-hmm. in Pittsburgh, it would probably go the other way.
Sure. Be flip-flopped.
The Steelers' defense right now is number two in terms of points against. They only give up 14.9 points per game.
Mm-hmm.
They've got T.J. Watt. They've got playmakers on that defense. I'm not overly impressed with their offense, but it's been better with Russ under center.
It's the passing numbers have definitely been better. In the two starts for Russell Wilson, he passed for 264 against the Jets. That was a win. And he went for 278 against the Giants. He was 71%. Completions in the Giants game, 55% in the game against the Jets. His average per attempt is almost 10 in the Giants game, 9.1. So he's pushing the ball downfield. Like, he's getting George Pickens involved in the offense. Downfield where he should be, where he threatens your secondary.
And that's what they need. I mean, they right. need to explode it a little bit. But defensively, they can just win games on the defensive end. Like you mm-hmm. pointed out, I mean, they've only given up 119 in, what, nine games?
Right.
Eight, nine games?
T.J. Watt has four strip sacks already.
Right.
That's, or four forced yeah. fumbles.
Mm-hmm. He's going to really test Jaden Daniels' ability to take care of the ball this weekend.
Yes.
Like, that's one of the hallmarks so far of Jaden Daniels is he's not turning the ball over.
The team in general.
It's something that you expect from rookie quarterbacks.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to know where Pittsburgh ranks and quarterback hits too, because it seems like they're always hitting the quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Highsmith is a stud too.
Oh yeah, I mean they just pound QBs.
I don't know if I'd be able to track that.
Yeah, it's got to be some sort of a website that has that category. But I got to be honest with you. Like I said earlier, I mean, this game is big just because it's the Steelers, it's the matchup, and you got two division leaders. But I don't think this game's as big as the one next Thursday.
Against the Eagles.
Yeah,
they're all big because the overall
record. You want to win at home.
No, I understand.
Home games are important.
I understand
that. Division game does
But the Eagles does take game precedence. The Eagles game is just massive.
I'm just worried about that game because it's on a short week.
Yeah.
You got to travel.
Well, it's a short week,
You're going to be coming off a tough physical game against the Steelers.
Short week for the Steelers, or for the Eagles, too.
True.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. I want you to answer your own question, Cakes. He said, should the Commanders be 2.5-point favorites against the Steelers? I'm going to say yes. They're basically even Steven teams the way I look at it right now. Toss up, home game for Washington. And I know there's going to be a bunch of terrible towels there, but Washington's offense more prolific than the Steelers. Steelers do have that defense. I kind of see it as a toss-up, so I got no problem. To answer your own question, Cakes, what are your answers?
I would say yes, they should be. They should be favored. But if I had to bet on this game, I'd probably take the Steelers getting the 2.5 points or the 3 points, depending on where you're booking your bet.
If I worked in a sports book somewhere, if they asked me, what would you set the line to start the week, I might put it at a pick 'em. But I could see why they're 2.5-point favorites because they're playing at home.
Yeah, at a neutral field, it probably would be a pick 'em.
Yeah, but I might even put them in a pick 'em even at Washington. But I can see why they're a slight favorite at home.
What scares me, two things scare me. One, that they're averaging almost 140 yards a game on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which is what the Commanders gave up in the first half against the Giants, which was alarming.
So that obviously needs to be addressed. And then their defense. I mean, they're the second stingiest defense in the league. Only giving up 15 points
per
game.
But I will say this. The fact that the Giants coming into the Commander game were number one in sacks in the league, and they were pretty high up in hits, quarterback hits, too. And they didn't touch JD.
Right. The offensive line.
So they did a good job against. So maybe they can do a great job against TJ Watt.
The reworked offensive line is just a massive storyline for 2024 for the Commanders.
Yeah.
Like I had no clue it could get fixed this quickly with Coleman. You draft him, you add the free agents in Allegretti and Biotish. Like, kudos to hat tip to Adam Peters and his staff for identifying the right guys to bring in to make that offensive line. They're a plus. Like, I think we just were like, just don't suck. Just don't be terrible. Like, they've gone leaps and bounds beyond that, which is great.
I part of the reason why I think a lot of us, one, like in our innards, are scared of this game and want to maybe give a little lean to the Steelers is just pedigree. Just like what the Steelers program has been under Tomlin. We're like the upstart young team. But, man, we are pretty, outside of what that Bears game, we're pretty friggin' explosive.
Yeah.
And they're a great defense, and T.J. Watt will be a handful. But I think to be at home and to be favored, I think it's probably correct to be slight favorites at home.
Okay.
Just because we're so explosive. Look, oftentimes you look at matchups and you go, who's the better quarterback? Is there any question right now who's the better quarterback? Our guy or their guy?
I'd rather have JD, yeah.
Yeah.
But their quarterback is fitting well into what they want to do.
Fair. So and he's a veteran, and he could have a massive game at any point.
Yes.
I feel like we're kind of hitting on all cylinders offensively pretty well.
I mean, they did allow 27 to a Joe Flacco-led Colts team a few weeks ago.
If you look at their, I did it yesterday, and you guys mocked me because you said, and correctly so, you could say the same thing about the Commanders.
But the schedule?
Their schedule, like who they've whipped up on, ain't that impressive. It's nothing to be super excited about.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could do that for a lot of teams. You just have to say you got to beat the teams on your schedule.
I mean,
which they're doing,
which is true, and I'm not holding it against them, but it's like it puts it in context. How good are you? So they beat a Falcons team. Remember when Kirk didn't even look like the real Kirk in Week 1?
He was like hobbling around, barely moving.
Did they have him like just everything was shotgun or something? Remember they did something weird in Week 1.
Yeah, everything was shotgun.
He couldn't move.
Couldn't do play action, like, which is a big part of his game.
Then they beat the Broncos team, which has an okay record, but I mean, they
scored
13
points. That was in Bo Nix's like second start.
Yeah, so second start ever. Okay, they beat a Chargers team that, okay, maybe that's a good win. Colts, they lost to.
Mm-hmm.
They lost to a Cowboys team that's in disarray. They beat a terrible Raiders team. They beat a Jets team that's in disarray.
Don't you toss out all the Justin Fields games. I feel like they're a different team with Russell Wilson. So I feel like you should just look at the Russell Wilson games for this version of the Steelers. And so, I'm saying I'm not overly impressed by them. I do think that he's been an upgrade over Justin Fields. They play differently with Russell Wilson under center.
Mm-hmm.
He's more efficient, particularly with the downfield passes.
I would just,
they just seem like a better offensive operation.
They're just, you know, they're well-coached. They're going to be prepared.
Right.
They're special teams. They got Danny Smith, one of the best special teams coaches in the league. Their special teams is always pretty good.
I think you can pass on them.
Well, maybe.
Statistically. If you get, look.
Look, if they're going to give them time, like you got time against the Giants, yeah, you can pass on them.
You have to game plan specifically for TJ Watt. He's got four forced fumbles. His sack total is not super high based on his history. Trey Hendrickson leads the league now with 11. TJ's just got 6.5.
Maybe,
but he's got four forced fumbles.
Probably gets doubled all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And on the offensive side, Najee Harris has been really good the last 3 weeks. He's gone for 106, 102, and 114, and he's averaged 7.6 yards per carry, 5 yards per carry, 6 yards per carry. That is something you have to worry about.
Every week I worry. We make every running back look silly.
Well, I mean, Najee Harris, I would guess his over-under prop on rushing yards is probably going to be like 75, 75 and a half.
Oh, yeah, that would be a win. If you hold him under 75, that's a win.
Might lean towards the over with his recent production.
Let's go to Mo in Largo. Mo, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, by the way that they do it, I guess we should be favored, you know, way they calculate the, you know, the averages, points scored per game, plus we're home, you get 3 points as well. Personally, it smells like an emotional hedge. I mean, you can get plus money on the money line with them, a couple minimum props, and if we win, great. If not, then, you know, you make a couple of bucks. But, I mean, this game really isn't that big a deal. Next week is. So, you know, hopefully we go out there, we remain competitive, make a good showing. I would love for us to win, but you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to feel negatively about our season or our progress if we don't win this game. But I really like our chances. Like you said, they really haven't beaten anybody, and this is still Russell Wilson. I mean, he's had a couple good games, but he's still Russell Wilson. Let's make sure that's understood. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, God, I don't think you want to sleep on Russell Wilson.
He's been efficient. He's been efficient, hasn't turned the ball over in his two starts.
And he's going to throw the deep balls.
Yeah.
Even if guys are covered, he throws that high arcing ball.
Mm-hmm. His
and it's going to be a battle between, you know, St. Juiced and Pickens or whoever.
I think Van Jefferson's been starting to emerge for them offensively a little bit, too, to take some of the pressure off of Pickens.
And then we talked about it yesterday, that 11-4 record off a bye for Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
That's an impressive number. I mean, they're going to beat you by not turning the ball over, by establishing the run, keeping the ball away from JD, and getting after JD when he, you know, with TJ Watt.
Let me correct it. It's 13-4 after a bye week.
13-4. That would concern
According
me.
To this, says the Steelers have won 7 straight after a bye dating back to 2017. That's a pretty good streak.
I know. It's a little scary. Let's go to Matt in Stafford, 800-636-1067. Hey, Matt, what's up, buddy?
Just like Jason just mentioned, TJ Watt, he can take over a whole game by will just on his own. But Jaden, he's the same way. Highsmith with TJ Watt, that could pose some problems. I think it's going to be a classic game, but there's 3 phases of the game, and Danny Smith is coming back to town, and Danny Smith is on fire right now. So I think it's going to be a great game, but I'll give a little edge to the Steelers.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, thank you.
So if you give them a little edge, then
the fact that they're 13-4 after buys, that's a crazy number.
Yeah,
it's a scary number.
Yeah.
Makes me want to take the Steelers plus 2.5.
Although I got to say this on our behalf, what Witt and that staff and, you know, DQ have been able to do defensively to kind of keep us competitive despite a very leaky run defense and pass defense.
Leaky.
But they've kept us competitive somehow. And they have had games or two here and there where they actually looked pretty darn good defensively. Maybe they could shore it up a little bit this week.
Hopefully that's the case. All right, when we come back, we'll continue to talk NFL. Sean Syed from Sumer Sports will join us next here on The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.